Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Oh, happy Sunday. My thanks to all of you joining us this morning. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Well, my friends, I have a bit of a controversial show this morning in that every time I cover this subject, I seem to get plenty of email. Good news is, if I broke down the comments, about 80% are pro and 20% against. But when we dig into the against, even in these folks' own words, they're not really totally against it. They're just hesitant, afraid, worried. People are so trapped in this conventional world of ours, they're more paralyzed by making an unconventional move than they are by losing money in that move. People are afraid to be ridiculed. For instance, if they change a plan or do something different against a financial norm and it doesn't work out for them, what's going to happen? Everybody in their family is going to go, why did you do that? You should have known better, right? That's big. It's out there. Social pressure. So what are we going to talk about this morning? We're going to talk about the 401k and the misconceptions associated with such. And just so you know me, I was a huge 401k diehard for over two decades. But most of us as real estate investors, we've abandoned the 401k model of retirement. We've chosen a different model. I began to exit mine one withdrawal at a time. Actually, I did a couple loans on it first. But then once I realized, heck, this is crazy. I need to put this money to work for real. So a little bit here, a little bit there. Use it to buy a house, buy another house, buy another rent house. Pretty soon, I was 100% out. Paid the full boat. Paid the taxes. Paid the penalty. Best decision I ever made. Best financial decision I ever made. Let me clarify that. You see, once people understand our real estate investing model, at a minimum, they're going to turn off their 401k. They're going to turn off those reoccurring monthly deductions that just come out of your W-2 paycheck. But I'm going to give you the other side of the information this morning, my personal truth of the 401k, and maybe it applies to you, but if nothing else, it'll give you some things to think about. And I'm going to lay it out. In fact, this is information I doubt you'll see in Money Magazine, Barron's, Wall Street Journal, the latest AARP publication. None of these folks are going to tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, Harrison, why don't you write an article called The Five Misconceptions of the 401k? No, they're not going to do that. Why? You see, they're part of an entire industry. They cater to the money. And their money comes from advertisements, sponsorships, Wall Street firms. You see, these firms have an interest in you giving them your money on a regular basis to invest, let me put that in quotation marks, so that they can charge you fees and make a substantial profit so that they can have a $10 million apartment in New York and a $20 million home in the Hamptons. We having fun yet? I bet I'm pretty low actually on those values, to tell you the truth. And on top of it, you see, these firms are too big to fail. But you're not. what's in the balance? Your retirement. You. You're just another person on their payroll. Money in every month. Month in. You see, there's an entire cottage industry that is dedicated to convincing you to give your hard-earned money to Wall Street for 20 or 30 or 40 years. So I've got five misconceptions that I want to share. And quite honestly, some of these were items that when I was a young man working in my 20s and they said, these are the rules, I kind of thought those were advantages. Some of these, they were told to me as advantages. I didn't know what I didn't know. I just knew that everything I had read and everything I was told by my boss and by my peers and, hey, you get a job and you feed this 401k every month and you feed it as much as you can. We really want you to put in that 20%. And we'll give you a little match, too, by the way. And we're going to talk about that, too, later on in the show. But I was taught, feed this 401k, put your money in, and lo and behold, by the time you're 60, worst case 65, you're going to have more than enough money to retire in security and dignity and to travel and to bless others. But you know what the problem was? I actually started doing the math when I was in my early 40s. I like to reverse engineer things. And I was looking at that and I'm saying, heck, even at the best growth rates, we're not going to get there. They're out of their mind. What's going to change? What's going to be different? And then another correction comes and you're down 40%. They say, hey, stick with it. This is the plan. This is the way. That's just noise. Ignore it. Keep going. You're going to be fine. But yeah, these misconceptions, we're going to talk about it, and some of you may not even realize that they're misconceptions. We'll bring all five to you as we continue this show. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're going to talk about five misconceptions of the 401k.
Dell Walmsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise, tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dell Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Appreciate you listening, tuning in with me this morning. My name's Mike Harrison. And yes, it is all about being financially free. That's what we're all about. We're trying to get you out of that conventional world where you've got to trade your time for money. because there is a different way, and it's investing, and it's investing in real estate. And that's what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and we invest in real estate to create passive income. And when you continue to do that, rinse and repeat, eventually your passive income will reach such a state that if you wanted, you could retire, right? If your passive income is greater than your monthly obligations, let's say your monthly obligations are $4,000 a month, mortgage, groceries, car note, insurance, little money for fun, things like that. Well, if it's $4,000 a month and your passive income is $4,500 a month, do you need to go to work? No. You can do what you want, when you want, where you want, how you want, with whomever you want. That's what we can teach you here at Lifestyles Unlimited. If you've got any questions, this is a live show. Give us a call. Number's 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. And I do enjoy getting emails and respond to my emails personally to each one of you. I'm going to get into five misconceptions of the 401k. And some of these were actually items that I was told when I was young and that Boy Scout, that 401k, hey, we got to put 20% in no matter what, thick or thin. Some of these misconceptions that I'm going to reveal, at the time, I thought they were advantages. But as I became older, wider, wiser, maybe a bit more cynical, I've always been a little bit of a rebel. I think that's a good thing. It's helped me, enabled me to make decisions maybe that others wouldn't make. But you see, people sign up for these 401k programs because they feel like they're doing everything right. It's what they're taught, quite frankly. Can't blame them. Look no further than a show I did May 2nd. The title of that show, and you can find it at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio button. Go there, click on radio. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's a little search bar, little white search bar. Type in Mike Harrison, and then all of my shows will pop up. But this one's from May 2nd. The title is Successful Couple with $1.6 million Net Worth Trapped in Corporate America. And it's about a couple that did everything right, but they're ready to retire. I mean, I think he was 54, 55, and he doesn't want to wait another 4 years. He's ready to retire now. But you see, his money isn't his. The money's in the 401k. And now he may need to retire because maybe he or his spouse has health issues, and quite frankly, they can't work anymore. One needs to care for the other. But honestly, I like to imagine that this couple has been working their whole life for 30, 35 years, doing everything right, saving, doing without, scrimping. Now they're worth $1.6 million. And by golly, they just want to retire and live their life. What's wrong with that? But find that show. You'll see some information. You'll hear some information about a couple that really says, wow, maybe we shouldn't have put it all in the 401k. How's that for a rebellious thought? I received an email earlier this week from a young man, and he is going through an internship. He's about to graduate college. And at his young age, he's starting to look around already, very mature on his part. And he's starting to say, hey, wow, on one hand, I got 40-year plan in corporate America. Or on the other hand, maybe there is something to this real estate investing. Just maybe, is there something there? So the dialogue's starting. I'm very excited about it. I'm happy when young people start, there used to be a saying, question everything, right? You don't see that so much anymore. It seems everybody just, has to accept something as the end-all, be-all truth. And if you don't follow it, well, then you're a monster. There's a lot of that going on out there. Question everything, my friends. So how do you start? My first advice to you, if you want to see what we do and how we do it, and just even see if this is something for you, That's our free workshop, livestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. You can essentially participate. It's not a webinar, but if you go there, you'll see the next dates. And I fully believe we're about to start doing those in person because, in fact, our case study here in Dallas-Fort Worth is Thursday evening, July 17th. And if you want a true affirmation of what we do and how we do it, and you want to see real people, these aren't Lifestyles Unlimited employees that are getting up in front of the crowd and saying, hey, I invested in this and did this and did this. No, these are everyday people just like yourself. And they're saying, here's how I found our first property. Here's who helped me with it. Here's my mentor. Here's what we did. Here's the money we're making on a monthly basis. And I just saw one at our last case study. It was over $600 a month in positive tax-free cash flow on his first property with very little out of pocket. I want to say it was less than $25,000. Yes, there's still deals out there, but the case study might be the best affirmation for those of you out there that are on the fence that are saying, is this something we should do? Should we try it? If you send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com, I will get you a seat at the case study and invite. And it's virtual and live. If you can attend live, it's at our Dallas office in Irving. Starts at 6 p.m. Thursday night, the 17th. So, yeah, I'm going to share some misconceptions of the 401k, but let's talk about what the 401k really is. And this is from Investopedia. It is a company-sponsored retirement account that employees can contribute to. Employers may also make matching contributions. There are two basic types, the traditional and the Roth, and they differ primarily in how they're taxed. So what's the difference between a 401k and a pension? You notice when the 401k came about in the late 70s, what did corporate America do? Boy, they sure started getting rid of the pensions and feeding the 401k, and then the entire cottage industry of advertisements to go along with it sure popped up. You think that was better for the individual or better for corporate America? Something to think about. But the difference between a 401k and a pension is the 401k does not provide the opportunity for monthly disbursements. At the time of retirement, the balance of the 401k can be taken as a lump sum, which what? Requires paying taxes on the entire amount at one time. My friends, the taxes are deferred. You don't run from the taxes. They're always going to be there. My name is Mike Harrison. When we come back, we're going to dig into five misconceptions of the 401k. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. How about a quick thought on financial freedom? Seeing we're talking about 401ks, are you truly financially free if your money is in a fund that's being managed by someone you don't know personally? You don't know any personal information about them, what they're like, what their habits are. Investing in who knows what. Sure, you could look at your fund statement and go, yeah, we're in Apple and we're in Pfizer and we're in Ford. You really don't, at face value, you know what's going on, but do you really know what's going on? Totally different than what we do. Totally different. You see, we free our money. We control it. We put it into assets that we control. We understand the deal. And we're not worried about it. We're not worried about waking up. And I've never had 40% of the value of my houses run away overnight because someone on Wall Street sneezed. It's never happened. So is the 401k a good plan? Here's some positive things about the 401k. At least the bullet points, right? They're easy to use, that's for sure. They have made these things so doggone easy. Fill out a piece of paper and boom, you're automatically, or actually today, you're just clicking online. Yep, take this much out and put it in here. You may get some level of employer matching for your contributions. I hear that a lot. People are big on the employer match. We're going to talk about that too. You could get a small decrease in your tax liability, reducing the amount you owe to the IRS. We'll talk about that. If your 401k grows in value, you defer your taxes until you make withdrawals at 59 and a half years. They tout that as a positive thing about the 401k. You see, within the positive attributes are some negative attributes. 401k started in 1978 as a supplement to pensions. It was meant to be an addition to a retirement plan, not the sole retirement plan. What happened? Wall Street got richer. Pensions began to shrink. And by the way, 2/3 of Americans still do not have access to a 401k. Today, almost all companies and corporations offer 401k plans to their employees. It's better for them. Pensions are essentially extinct. But the 401k has now become the cornerstone for retirement in America. It's broken, and I'm convinced that my generation is going to be one of the first to really find that out the hard way. So misconception number one is that the 401k is a retirement plan. That's what they tell you. It's a retirement plan. False. Nothing more than a savings plan. It's a savings plan that locks your money away from you. So why do I say it's a savings plan and not a retirement plan? Well, the bottom line is most people don't put enough in to retire. They save, but they cannot retire. Therefore, it is not a retirement plan. I judge plans on their percentage of success, and if 401k was graded, it would receive an F, failure. Many of you have heard of Grant Cardone. He's a public motivational speaker. He'll tell you the 401k is merely where you kiss your money away for 40 years, hoping it grows up. Let's look at Fidelity. Fidelity is by far the largest defined 401k record keeper, contribution account. So in September of 2008, the average balance was $108,000. That number is skewed because there's some rare balances that are million plus range. So let's look at the median. $24,800 is the median. That means half have more and half have less. And you're telling me that's a retirement plan? Okay, I hear you. Let's look at it by age. Let's just pick out the two most important ages when it comes to retirement. Let's go ages 50 to 59. Average balance, $179,000. Average. Median, 62.7. Half have more, half have less. That's at 59, 50 to 59. You can see retirement. It's right there, right in front of you. And you're telling me you're bringing $62,000 to the table? Man, that's not going to work. Ages 60 to 69. You're supposed to be retired then, right? That's what they tell you. Or am I being greedy? Is it my generation? Are we the ones that are supposed to only retire when we're 78? Average 401k balance, age 60 to 69, $198,600. Median, $63,000. Wow, we grew it by just a touch. So my friends, who's really benefiting from the plans? Because it's not the participants. You're telling me that folks that are 60 to 69 have an average retirement balance of $200,000, and this is the cornerstone of the American retirement plan? No, that's an American savings plan. If I was the guy that had to go sell America today on the 401k plan, and I had to live on its record, and I was out there saying, hey, 401k, this is how you retire, people would throw rotten eggs at me. I would be dragged through the street, tarred and feathered. But here we are. People keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. My friends, it's broken. It is not a retirement plan. You need to look for something else. If you're leaning on it, you're going to get hurt. Misconception number two ties right in. Invest in the market for the long haul through a 401k, and eventually you will have enough to retire. Now, that's a misleading, generic statement at best, but it's what we've all been told and sold. But let's look at it a little deeper. When do you want to retire? For conversation's sake, I'm going to say age 60. That's what I was shooting for. And then the second part of that statement, what's enough? What's the magic number? You see, no one can answer that question because they don't know how long they're going to live. And I'll tell you this, you're going to need more tomorrow than you need today. Costs are rising, especially right now. Good grief, we are in major inflation. Major inflation. Things I'm reading, people are saying 5%. I'm seeing other stuff that's really 15%. Cost of lumber is quadrupled. Cost of steel is doubled. Fuel, get ready for $4 and $5. Gasoline, you think everything runs on a truck? Major inflation. You're going to need a lot more tomorrow than you need today. And if you're in that 401k and you're banking on it, baby, what if there's a downturn? What if there's a downturn? Scary. So let's continue on. Misconception number three. We've got a few moments here before we get pushed out. This is the one where they tell you you won't need as much money from your 401k when you retire because you're not going to be living on as much money. And so therefore, your tax bracket's going to be less. It is such a defeatist statement. But when you're 20, they feed it to you. They say, all right, your house will be paid for. You won't be living on as much. So you're going to pull out a little bit. You'll be in that 15% tax range. So it's really good for you to do it like this, to defer those taxes. That's a lie. Flat out. If you're living off of $80,000 a year now, do you think you can retire and live off of $50,000 tomorrow? It makes no sense. Just like you, I believed it. I believed it. My name is Mike Harrison. Let's continue this discussion, five misconceptions of the 401k.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Okay, five misconceptions of the IRA. That's what we're talking about today. And I was an IRA diehard for two decades. But I'm also a bit of a rebel. And I looked at things a little differently. And I realized, this isn't working. We're doing without. We're not going to wake up wealthy. So I made a change and I found real estate and I began investing in real estate. And then I realized I needed to get educated and be even better. Find out what I was doing wrong. Be more effective. And then I found Lifestyles Unlimited. And they taught me how to be much, much better. And it was a game changer. Absolute game changer for myself, my family, my children. Every year is better than the previous year. And I've never looked back. And I'm so thankful for it. So you out there, you're on the fence and you're saying, what can I do to maybe learn more about these people? Let's go check them out. Let's see what's going on. Well, you have a perfect opportunity. Labor Day weekend, Friday and Saturday is our expo. It's the biggest event of its kind. It's the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. It's at the Irving Convention Center. Historically, this is held in Houston every year. So those of you in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area, maybe you're out in East Texas listening to me now. Maybe you're the station, the great WBAP, will blast all the way up in a lot in Oklahoma and all the way down to Fredericksburg. So if you can hear me, our expo is in Irving, Texas, September 3rd and 4th. I definitely want to try to convince you to come check us out, meet people just like yourself, the entire Lifestyles Unlimited team, mentors, educators, consultants, deal sponsors, passive investors, single family investors, over 5,000 people, my friends. That is the Wealth and Passive Income Expo.com. If you'd like to save $97 off of any pass or package, when you go to Wealth and Passive Income Expo.com and you purchase your pass, there'll be a promo code and you can type in Mike, M-I-K-E, all capital letters. If you want to email me, my email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Misconception number four. And some of you are going to go, that's not a misconception, that's an advantage. Misconception's a good word. I like that. But this one is, if I participate, my employer will give me free money. Maybe, maybe not. Not everybody does, but mine did. Boy, did I jump on this. I was like, free money? Are you kidding me? Wow. So my personal plan, and some of them out there are incredibly generous. I've seen it. My previous employer would match 50% of your 6% contribution. So you had to give at least 6, though. Okay, so they're trying to get you all in at 6. Anything less than 6, you didn't get any match whatsoever. So essentially, if you're given 6% of your salary, they're matching 3% of that. And so it looks like 9% of your salary. So if you made $100,000 a year and you're given 6%, then you're given $6,000 of your money to the 401k, and my employer would give an additional 3. Man, at face value, it sounded great. What a deal. What a bargain. Let's look at the facts, though. And I didn't see this when I was 20, or I wasn't going to question anything when I was 20. If my employer really has an extra $3,000 to pay me, why don't they just do so? What's in it for them? Why are they so interested in me funding my retirement? Why should they even care less? Tell you the truth, it's corporate America. You are a line item on a P&L sheet. And if you don't think so, you'll find out one day. So I'm putting my $6,000 into a fund that I cannot touch without penalty until I'm 59 and a half. So there is what I call the lost cost of opportunity. Opportunity cost. What could I have done with that in the meantime? And look, I realize some humans out there just don't have self-control. They have to set up a plan so that every dime, you know, these folks, every dime they get, they just blow their entire paycheck. So this plan has to be set up and says, hey, give it to me and you for sure can't touch it. Or we're going to make it very hard for you to touch it. But you see, this show is for financial adults, not financial kindergartners. So I'm believing that you have some self-control over your funds. My friends, you can do so much better with that $9,000, the three from your employer and the six that you gave up, investing it outside of the 401k. Let me sweeten this thought a little more. The Center for Retirement Research, you can look it up yourself. They did a study based on tax data. The study showed that for every dollar an employee contributes to a 401k match, they pay 99 cents less in salary. So there it is. The employer could actually pay you a little more, but they're trying to get you into that 401k. And I think a big part of that is mindset. Hey, I can't leave this company because all my money's in this 401k. And it just kind of gets you in there, right? We want you at work every Monday, 7 a.m. Let's go. Corporate America needs you. Misconception number five. This is a big one. That's your money in the 401k. Those funds are yours. That is a misconception, my friends. That money belongs to the 401k. You may think it's yours. You're making the monthly contributions. If you're 42 years old, is that money yours? If it's yours, I want you to call your 401k, your benefit manager, tomorrow morning and say, hey, this is Steve or Kevin or Patrick or Sarah or Jane or Lisa, whatever your name is. Hey, it's me. Why don't you go ahead and transfer that money into my account, my bank account? They cannot. That's the rules, my friends. You want access to it? Leave the company. Quit. Get fired. Get laid off. Or retire. But again, if you want access to it without penalty, it needs to be after the age of 59 and a half. Those are the rules. I realized that when I was 22, but of course, 59 and a half seemed like a lifetime away and I was bulletproof. But there's times you may want to take your money and go do your thing. But corporate America and government, they don't want you to have it. Now, full disclosure, there are hardship withdrawals that you can make. But there are certain rules associated with that and you need to qualify. But again, if you think it's your money, go to my show May 2nd this year. Title that show, Successful Couple with $1.6 Million Net Worth Trapped in Corporate America. And they are trapped. And they want to retire. Maybe they have to retire, but again, I imagine here's a couple that did everything right, worked hard, did without, scrimp, save, fed the 401k, boom, they're millionaires. And I imagine they're just saying to themselves, my gosh, my body is tired. I want to wake up in the morning, pour a cup of coffee, watch the sunrise. So what did I do with my 401k? I was there, my friends. This was a very tough hurdle for me to get over. It really was. It's a mindset thing, and it took a gradual. For me, it took a few years. But I've seen the light bulb go off in some folks, and they're like, boom, I'm getting out of this thing. So what did I do with my 401k after I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, began learning how to properly invest in properties? I actually kept it. But within 2 years, I took out my first 401k loan for $30,000 and bought another rent home. Beautiful deal. Paid that off. 18 months later, I borrowed $50,000 and I bought two more homes. Wow, things are going good. But then I just started doing the math. Put it down. Put it on a spreadsheet. 401k return on the left. Rental house return on the right. One's tax-free, one's tax-deferred. 2017, 2018, I began cashing out my entire 401k, moved it to an IRA, and then broke it. Paid the penalty, paid the taxes. What happened to my net worth along the way? My friends, it tripled. And here I am. My money's mine. My tax rates, let's just say they're in the single digits. They've never been lower. My friends, this year's halfway over. I want to remind you again, you cannot save your way to financial freedom. Retirement is indeed a financial condition. It is not a bag of money. I am imploring you with all of my heart, make a change today, invest for tomorrow, so that you too can be financially free to concentrate on what's important in life. And that's why we say, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. My name's Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.